Yes. How are you going to handle this if Jesus is coming maybe tomorrow or next week or next month or next year? This is Viewpoint. Viewpoint does determine destiny. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Become a partner with us. Go to our website, saveus.org. Get our newsletter, Jesus versus Jezebel, there. And send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23259.
Delivery Center, California Company, KFCR 89.
Uh-huh. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And you must understand that most of the media is slanted. It's not going to tell you the truth. And suddenly, one of my favorite guests is with us this evening, Lowell Ponte, for many years, sort of a roving editor for the Reader's Digest. And Lowell, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
Well, I think you intuitively raised the very topic, at least to begin our conversation. That is an old friend of mine who was editor-in-chief at Reader's Digest, with whom I worked for the better part of 15 years when I was there. Kenneth Tomlinson passed on just a few days ago at age 69. He had been the editor-in-chief of Reader's Digest. He had been the director of public broadcasting in the nation. He had been the head of Voice of America. He was a profound fighter for freedom, decency, and fairness in media, and he realized just how slanted the media was. His challenge as an appointee, by as a conservative appointee to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, this is the group that oversees the funding of both PBS and NPR, or as I tend to call them, the public broadcasters of socialism and the National Progressive Radio Network. These are anything but fair, and yet liberals have told us for a long time they want to restore what they call the fairness doctrine. What the fairness doctrine means is basically putting a political censor over broadcast stations to intimidate them into doing more and more liberal and left-wing broadcasting, or to become silent altogether. In other words, the fairness doctrine is a way of shutting off conservative voices in the media, because they'll be overseen by those who are pro-government, pro-socialist, pro-big government. And interestingly, Ken was one of the great heroes in our culture fighting against that. This is also a crusade of mine, as you might imagine. I worked for 4 years at public broadcasting in Los Angeles at the West Coast Television Center of PBS, where I was a commentator and a reporter. So I got to see firsthand behind the scenes just how incredibly biased they really are to the left. And I'm as appalled as Ken was. Now, what fascinates us is the liberals want to restore a fairness doctrine now, but under public broadcasting, there always has been a fairness doctrine. Most people don't understand this, but in the charter of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that oversees those radio and TV networks, there is a provision that says all programming that they do must be based on fairness, balance, an even-handed approach to issues. Is there anyone out there who thinks that when public broadcasting addresses questions of politics or organized labor or the liberal agenda, that they approach that in a fair and even-handed manner? And yet they have that doctrine built right into their charter documents. They couldn't get rid of it if they wanted to. And yet their response to it, well, many years ago, when Republicans were a minority, they tried to enforce that doctrine. And when we come back, I'll tell you what happened when they made that attempt.
Well, you know, it's very difficult for people to really believe that the media is as biased as it is. But I personally was told by the editor of a newspaper, I won't mention who it was, he said if I told the truth in this newspaper, I'd lose my job. I've been told this. I certainly would have been a major talk show host in Sydney in San Francisco many years ago. I don't mind using his name. I said that was Jim Eason. And he said, you know, if I said on this radio program what I really believe, I'd be fired tomorrow. And then he went back on the air, and so I was in the studio with him, and he said, you know, if anybody ever told me what I'd say on this program, I would simply quit. And he looked over me with a big grin and winked.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Lowell is sharing a story back in 1964. I wouldn't say he was certainly, that was 50 years ago in 1964. Why, suddenly, Goldwater was running for president, and certainly Lowell said that he had been working with a group of pro-Goldwater protesters, and he started to leave to do something else, and all of a sudden, as he did that, he was maybe a half a block away, and he saw this NBC truck pull up in the middle of an empty parking lot, and the film crew gets out, and then they open the doors, and here's four neatly dressed black men, all carrying anti-Goldwater posters. They're getting out of the NBC Sydney television truck. Go right ahead with the story, Lowell.
And so I watched the camera crew film this thing. I'm not close enough to be able to tell what they're saying. But that night, I turn on the television to NBC, and there is the footage. And they are presenting what they're showing the American people of this footage as a, quote, huge anti-Goldwater demonstration, close quote. In other words, they actually use the pro-Goldwater demonstrators as background fill-in to create the impression of a large demonstration. And it was fairly large, but it was for Goldwater, not against him. But they create this total illusion for people that this was an anti-Goldwater demonstration.
Well, you know, as we often say, Lowell, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. They know how to control our reality and certainly to make us believe what we're seeing is true, which so much of it really is not. Go right ahead.
Oh, well, and it's astonishing. I, for example, happened to watch this little comedy thing that HBO, one of the more leftist of all the networks, was putting on over the weekend. And they were saying, well, if we were to present global warming in proper proportion, we wouldn't show one pro and one con person in a pair of interviews. We would show, you know, 100 scientists versus one global warming skeptic. Now, this, of course, is nonsense to begin with. They know there are 30,000 scientists and environmental researchers who have signed a petition skeptical of global warming.
And anybody who doubts that, certainly go up on the internet, look up Art Robinson. That's Art Robinson, Dr. Art Robinson. And he's collected this petition with over 30,000 signatures, at least almost 10,000 from client scientists saying there is no evidence at all, certainly, that certainly man's activity has contributed to global warming. Why don't we ever hear about that? Because the media in America is rigidly controlled, as is our reality. Please go right ahead, Lowell.
Well, except for you, Dr. Stan. We must never forget. But case in point, if you look at that issue, number one, and I was for 15 years the roving science editor at Reader's Digest, so I do speak to someone who knows a bit about this, and the author of a 300-page book on global climate change. And therefore, I appreciate that science is not done by taking polls or nose counts. In other words, the fact that a majority of scientists believe a particular way doesn't make it right or wrong. It just makes it an opinion that is held for whatever reason. And this is especially fascinating in climate because, as you know, the way government works in the real world is government is a never-ending gravy train. And the way the gravy train of government operates is this. Let's say you are a young scientist, and the only thing you care about in the whole world is studying the sex life of frogs in Guatemala. And so you apply to the government, and you say, I would like a government grant to study the sex life of frogs in Guatemala. And they will look at you and say, are you crazy? I'm not going to give you money for that. And then more experienced scientists talk to you. And the next day you come back with the same proposal, only now it has a new title. And the new title is The Effect of Global Climate Change on the Sex Life of Frogs in Guatemala. At that moment, the government will offer you millions of dollars to do the same research. Because now you are serving their agenda. And their agenda is a systematic program to make government bigger, taxes immensely higher, government regulation over the private sector vastly stronger. In other words, to enlarge government. And as long as you're serving the cause of enlarging government, government will be happy to give you grants. And this is the case with almost all these scientists. You know, it's interesting because the pro-global warming side in all of this takes the view that, oh, well, you can't listen to that scientist because once 12 years ago, he accepted $100 to give a luncheon speech for an oil company, and therefore he's biased. Well, since the entire global warming agenda is dedicated to making government bigger and richer and more powerful, I would make this argument. Any scientist who has received money from government, any scientist who holds a government job at a state university or whatever, all of those should be likewise disqualified from speaking at all on the climate issue. Because, obviously, they have a bias that the government favors. They are going right down the government line of propaganda to pursue a larger government agenda. And if you adopted that standard, then these 100 scientists to every skeptic, they would vanish. Because almost everyone on that side of the issue is receiving government money in one form or another. And in fact, the scientists in government who used to be skeptical of that quickly learned their lesson when Al Gore was vice president, because Al Gore adopted a policy that any scientist who went before Congress or who gave a speech was a government scientist critical of his interpretation of global warming, he would have them immediately fired. And it didn't take very many firings, only two or three, having anti-warming scientists beheaded, for all the other government scientists to realize that it's too dangerous to publicly take that point of view. They had better get in line with the orthodoxy of government view on this field, and so they did. I mean, this has been pure intimidation from the beginning, oh, and pure profit, because most of these scientists know where their bread is buttered. They know that if you're anti-warming, you will not be published in the journals. Your career will not be advanced, especially if you're a young scientist. And therefore, you do what you need to do to advance your career and keep your paycheck coming. And that's what almost all of them have done. They have found a way to compromise their views so that even if they don't strongly endorse global warming, they will say, well, there should be global warming. Or according to the theory, if there was no other factor attaching the climate, there would be global warming. And that was the orthodoxy for a time, but of course, we've come to realize that carbon dioxide is not so big a factor, or the burning of fossil fuels is not so big a factor that it can offset larger natural patterns and cycles like variations in the output of the sun, or the effect of volcanoes on the planet's climate. I remember when I did my book, The Cooling, for Prentice Hall many years ago, talking about the prospects of the Earth's climate getting colder, a book, by the way, that was endorsed by major warming theorists like Dr. Stephen Schneider, then deputy head of the Climate Project at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. He was one of many scientists who endorsed and praised my book. For those people, that book was also had a foreword written for it by Dr. Reed Bryson of the University of Wisconsin, a major climatologist there. And Bryson was a major advocate of the idea that when you burn fossil fuels, yes, you produce CO2 and other warming gases, but you also produce soot. You also produce smoke. You also produce smog. You also put chemicals into the atmosphere that reduce the amount of sunlight. You know, one of the ironies of living in smog-laden Los Angeles, for example, has been that your chances of dying of lung cancer in Los Angeles are made greater by the smog being there, but your chances of dying of skin cancer, ironically, are reduced because there's enough pollution in the atmosphere that it actually blocks part of the sunlight that otherwise would hit you. It actually provides a kind of blanket of protection against skin cancer, statistically speaking. And this is a factor that Bryson recognized about global climate, that human industry, yes, it puts out CO2, but it also acts like a human volcano, and that was his term. And when volcanoes erupt and put pollution into the atmosphere 40, 50,000 feet up, that pollution will circle the planet and will slightly dim the amount of sunlight reaching Earth, and that dimming of sunlight will actually have a cooling effect. So what scientists seldom calculate sufficiently is the cooling effect of pollution. They focus only on the warming effect. And that's part of the adventure. You see, we've never created a good enough climate model that could accurately be run backward in a computer and recreate the climate pattern of 10 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. And therefore, you have to be dubious about its ability to project what the climate will be in 50 or 100 years. Just this week, for example, we've had scientists saying, oh my goodness, in a few spots in Antarctica, the ice sheets are melting off in what is now an uncontrolled way. We couldn't stop them if we tried. And my first response to that is, Well, if we couldn't stop them, then stop worrying about it. The effects are going to be there anyway. There's no reason for us to shut off human industry at this point. But, of course, that isn't what they're trying to argue. What they're also ignoring is the fact that in many other parts of Antarctica, the ice has been getting thicker than it had been in past decades. But they don't want to mention that for some odd reason.
There are so many things. Ladies and gentlemen, what is the level of CO2 in the atmosphere? It's gone from 0.03 of 1% to 0.04 of 1%, from 0.03% to 0.04%. Do you really think that that is responsible for the massive global warming? Why do we call Greenland Greenland? Why? Because back at the year 1000, why, of course, it was very green and lush, and they grew grapes there. And certainly climate goes in cycles. You will never hear this mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, because the media and our educational system and our reality is rigidly controlled.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's a really low point. He was simply pointing out that, well, climate goes in cycles. And at one time, why, England was one of the primary producers of grapes, you know, for the world. People don't understand that we go through these cycles. And basically, first, what is happening on the sun, suddenly these things are having a far more effect than anything having to do with possibly burning fossil fuels. But there is an agenda, and that agenda is we must certainly cut back on the level of living standards. We want to get people out of their cars. We want to increase the size of government. This is all about big government and regulation, control of your life. And because they control the media, because they control the educational system, because they have their agents planted within the military and with business and banking, and certainly at every aspect of our society, well, you'll very seldom hear the truth. But go right ahead, Lowell.
And if you doubt that there is an agenda at work, remember, not that many years ago, there was an event now called ClimateGate. And ClimateGate came from the release of a series of emails, several hundred emails, actually, exchanged among the planet's leading global warming advocate climate scientists on their own little private website, where they didn't realize anyone else was aware or could tune into what they were saying to each other. And so, on their website, they would boast of the things they were able to achieve. One of the heads of the Climate Center in England, for example, that supplies all this warming data for the United Nations, from the Hadley Climate Center, scientists are saying how brilliantly they were able to, quote, hide the decline, close quote, that had been measured in northern hemispheric temperatures. In other words, they were boasting of the fact that they'd been able to rig the data or falsify the data by manipulating it to maintain this illusion that things are getting warmer when, in fact, they're not. Now, it would seem to me that the moment you have an email from major scientists admitting that they had deliberately falsified data, at that moment they should be fired by their institution. Every paper they've ever written should be thrown in the bonfire and gotten rid of. Their papers can no longer be trusted. And remember, their papers were a large part of the basis of the United Nations alarmist papers. But if you took their data out of the UN papers, then suddenly they don't have any proof of global warming at all. Proof that apparently was largely falsified to begin with. These scientists were also boasting about how they had been able to block access to the major climate journals by people who disagreed with them. So they were rigging what was allowed to be published and not published in the field. They were able simply to silence those who had contrary evidence. Now, why do we therefore take seriously anything that they have to say? Oh, by the way, as a trivia question, there has been some warming measured in the 20th century. Do you know what one of the single biggest periods of warming was, Dr. Stan? You would appreciate this as a scientist.
No, go right ahead.
It was the period 1925-1926. Now, admittedly, we were looking at the Dust Bowl. We were looking at unusual warming in the Midwest. And yet, in an 18-month period, global temperature rose by 0.4 degrees. Now, you'll notice that the warming they have claimed with all this alarmism is that in the last 100 years we've risen by about 1 degree. So we're talking about almost all or almost half of the claimed global warming happening in an 18-month period in 1925-26. And you ask, how could that have happened? Were we burning more fossil fuel then than we're burning today? Of course not. Was more CO2 going into the atmosphere then? No. But here's what was happening, Dr. Stan. In 1925, by mutual agreement, the United States and Great Britain decided to change and agreed to change the methodology of how they measured temperatures on ships all over the world. Before 1925, they would measure temperature by throwing a bucket over the side of the ship, pulling up ocean water, and measuring its temperature on the deck of the ship with cold wind blowing across the bow of the bottle that the water was in. Starting in 1925, they changed that in a rather surprising way that we can tell you about when we come back.
All right, fine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the thing is that you're not going to hear so many of these things intelligently discussed. There is an organized, orchestrated effort, and unfortunately, there are an awful lot of people who believe what isn't true. However, since we are in contact with people across America, I can tell you that there's a growing awareness that we're being lied to. I think that more and more Americans know something is seriously wrong, and what we do, and certainly Lowell and the other people who certainly are on the front lines of this battle, we're engaged certainly in ideological war. And we've got to reach as many people as we can. And you need to copy this program, get off our internet site, radioliberty.com, and get the truth out.
While a storm cloud gathers,
to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lowell is simply pointing out how so many of the scientists will come up with these wonderful charts, you know, and they'll sort of a hockey stick type of affair. We're having this tremendous rise in global temperature. And basically what they don't tell you is that there was certainly in the Middle Ages why there was also a marked spike in temperature, as we pointed out, England, Greenland. I mean, these were simply very, very warm climates here about 1,000 years ago. But what they do is they falsify the charts. And when you understand that we have scientists who are not honest, well, science has to be based on integrity. And unfortunately, most of what you read and hear and see Why is not based upon that at all? Well, before we go on, Lowell, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, your organization. And of course, Lowell Sidney writes, along with a friend of his, books, and they actually give those books away. No strings attached. Basically, they're trying to get the information out. Well, before we go on, why don't you talk a little bit about what you are doing, the books you're writing, are your associate, and how people can get those books and begin to learn what's going on and help us get the information out.
Well, my compatriot, my co-author on these books is Craig R. Smith. He's a monetary expert, a successful entrepreneur. The good news of that is he doesn't need to make any money from selling books. And therefore, we just give the books away to arm people with information. You may have thought I'm conducting a ministry because all these books have a foreword by my good friend Pat Boone, who is a wonderful, dedicated Christian and a defender of American values. And our current book is called The Great Withdrawal, How the Progressives' 100-Year Debasement of America and the Dollar Ends. And as we've been discussing science, it takes an analytic case, and shows you point by point how the progressives have misled people, manipulated people, deliberately undermined the Constitution, and so on. So we're trying to arm people with well-documented information that allows you to argue with liberals, that allows you to show another side of issues, and gives you a path back to how you can help our cause, which is to bring back the Republic, bring back the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, bring back an era of small government and large individuals, of individual liberty, of honest money, and so on, that the founders laid out in the Constitution. We've been on a detour away from the Constitution that progressives have taken us on for the last 100 years, but it is possible to get back. The progressive case is beginning to collapse if people will only recognize what's happening. And so we arm people in a way that you can help with this struggle, but more than that, you can, in any event, protect your own family, your life savings, and so on. We show you how you're being tricked and manipulated, and hence how you can avoid traps that they have set for you. So it's a very valuable book, and we'd be more than happy to give it away to people. We also have our new white paper, which is the forerunner of our book out this summer. They're both called Don't Bank on It, and it shows how they've manipulated the banking system and just how much danger your bank account is in. There's a reason why a Harvard economist just a few months ago withdrew his life savings of $1 million from a major bank, because as a Harvard economist, he realized that it's now simply too dangerous to keep your life savings in a major bank. But you can get the 19 points of why your bank account is in danger, and we explain and document those in our white paper. You can also get that for free just by calling a toll-free number, and we'll pay the postage, we'll pay for the phone call, we'll pay for everything, just so you can get this information. The toll-free phone number is 800-630-1494. That's 1-800-630-1494. Or as I like to say, think of Columbus sailing the ocean blue in 1492, but not quite, because it's 800-630-1494. Now, as to the science of what they're doing with climate, I started to explain the problem is they changed the methodology of how temperatures were taken in 1925, and suddenly, in a matter of 18 months, world average temperature rose, quote-unquote, in their data by 4/10 of a degree. That's almost half of all the claimed global warming from the year 1900 until now. But what were we coming out of? We were coming out of a little ice age. Most people don't realize that at the time of the American Revolution, the Arctic ice pack had extended so far south that in Scotland they observed Eskimos landing, who were sailing and fishing along the Arctic ice pack. It was incredibly colder than it is today. The ports of Boston and New York and Philadelphia and Baltimore routinely froze shut in the winter. During the American Revolution, we have records of the British dragging heavy cast iron cannon across the ice that was so thick between Staten Island and Brooklyn that you could drag those giant cannon across it, and it wouldn't break. I mean, it was phenomenally colder in winter there than it is even today, though our current winters haven't been all that cheerful to begin with. Another thing to keep in mind in the dishonesty that goes on, you could say that some scientists originally were simply believing the data that emerged. For example, the fact that global temperature has been rising. The only question is why. And one thing to keep in mind, we have the thermometers that they were using 100 years ago, Dr. Stan. So what happens when you take out those thermometers and you calibrate them using the better equipment we have today? Oh, well, you discover that the average thermometer the Weather Service was using 100 years ago had a characteristic error. And that error was that it would measure temperature 1, 2, maybe 3 tenths of a degree lower than it really was. In other words, the baseline temperature used to claim global warming was artificially low. It was wrong. It was measuring the temperature lower than it really was. Then you go to the other end and you say, how good is our equipment today? And the answer is, our equipment is excellent. We can do measure temperature accurately to thousandths of a degree. But the catch is, where do we put these measuring equipment pieces? Well, a lot of them around the United States and the world are put at city airports. And what do you have at city airports? Oh, you have a lot of heat absorbed into the runways, and you have jet exhaust everywhere. So you have what scientists call a natural heat island. Cities tend to be, oh, in the case of New York City, for example, New York City emits 6 times more energy into the air around it than it takes in from the sun on a winter day. So cities themselves and airports become natural spots that are warmer than the natural environment around them. But do we measure the temperature out in the forest a few miles away from the airport? No, we measure the temperature at the airport. So the temperature 100 years ago was measured artificially low, and the temperature today is measured in man-made heat islands like airports and cities that are, we know, are warmer than the environment around them. So between those two, we have artificial cooler weather 100 years ago. We have artificial warmer measurements that are inaccurate on the other side today. And between those two and the change of methodology in 1925-26, and you begin to see that the entire claim that the planet is getting warmer can be lost in the error margins of the data. There may be no warming going on at all. What we do have are satellite measurements. The satellite measurements, however, do not show the warming that the warming people are claiming. So you see, it could all be a giant combination of a mistake, an error, and a fraud from people who have an ideological agenda and are willing to bend and manipulate and distort the data to get the result that they wanted to get in the first place. That's what's so interesting about all this. So if you want to be an honest scientist, you have to throw out all the climate data we have today because it's been contaminated by these ClimateGate data falsifiers. We have to start with data that does not come from the government, directly or indirectly. In fact, it's kind of interesting, Dr. Stan, when Al Gore wanted to put out an alarmist paper on climate, he took the data from the British Hadley Climate Center and from the Canadian Climate Center, but he did not include the data from America's own National Center for Atmospheric Research because we were not showing the global cooling, the global warming, to be big enough for him. If he had included U.S. data, then he would not have been able to make the crazy claims he did. So he threw out U.S. data from the study he was using to do his alarmism. Isn't that interesting?
Well, unfortunately, we're dealing with people who are not honest or, as in the end, scientific integrity is sort of a remembrance of things past, unfortunately. Go ahead.
Well, you see Al Gore's movie, for example, An Inconvenient Truth. He points to, we may soon be losing the snows on Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, another sign of global warming. Well, we are losing the snows, but we also know why we're losing the snows. We're losing them because the indigenous people around there cut down all the forests that were around Mount Kilimanjaro. And those forests, the leaves of the trees, were what put the moisture into the air that would waft up and provide the moisture to make the snow at Mount Kilimanjaro. If you actually measure the temperature high up on Mount Kilimanjaro, it's colder than it was 20 years, 30 years, 50 years ago. In other words, there's no warming on Mount Kilimanjaro. Mount Kilimanjaro is cooling. There just isn't as much moisture to turn into snow as there used to be, caused by a complete an effect that had nothing to do with global warming. Or Al Gore's movie would show you ships stranded in desert sand dunes. Well, these all come from around the Aral Sea in what used to be the Soviet Union. Is the Aral Sea shrinking? Is it drying up? Yes, it is. Does that have anything to do with global warming? No, absolutely nothing. What it has to do with is the fact that the Soviet Union diverted three of the rivers that went into the Aral Sea elsewhere to use for irrigation. And so when you take a lake or a giant sea and you suddenly cut off the water sources that made the lake, yes, it will dry up. But it has nothing to do with global warming. I mean, Al Gore's movie and his idiocy, blathering about these things, which is all you can really call it. I mean, he's one of the most dishonest people in American history. All you can say is this guy is deliberately deceiving. He may have, with good intent, put these facts into his movie, but since then he's had a lot of scientists and people like myself point out to him the error and document the error. There are lots of studies that will show what I'm saying right now is true. Has Al Gore corrected that in his movie? Why, no. And when you look at the points he makes in his movie, every single one of them, if you sit down with a climate scientist and talk to them privately so their career isn't at risk and say, what do you think of Al Gore's movie? They will say, wow, he really exaggerated almost everything. You know, he really bent the data in that movie. They're in effect, they're saying he lied in the movie. But then you have to remember the Gore family fortune originally came from Occidental Petroleum and from a man named Armand Hammer. Armand Hammer's father, by the way, was the head or the founder, co-founder of the Communist Party USA. He was an ambassador to the Soviet Union, in effect, and an emissary from the Nixon administration, because Armand Hammer could walk into a group of Soviet leaders and converse with them in Russian and say to them, and then Lenin said to me, da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, he knew Lenin. He knew Stalin. He knew all those early leaders of the Soviet Union personally. He also acknowledged that he had brought back suitcases filled with millions of dollars from the Soviet Union to help fund the Communist Party, USA. This isn't speculation. This is Armand Hammer just saying it. And this is the man who funded Al Gore and his senator father. Now, this is the man whose Occidental Petroleum got special concessions in communist and communist-related countries, like Libya, like Angola, like the Soviet Union itself. They gained all kinds of advantages by that special relationship with the Soviet Union. And these are the people who bankrolled Al Gore. By the way, we talk about Al Gore losing the presidency in 2000 because he didn't carry Florida, though he should have. This is interesting because that isn't why Al Gore lost the election. Al Gore lost the election because he lost another state. He lost the state of Tennessee. Tennessee was his home state. That's the state he and his father were senators from. In other words, the people in the state that knew Al Gore best of all places in the country voted overwhelmingly against him. That's why he lost. And that should convey a message to all of us. Oh, by the way, you've probably noticed that liberal governors like Andrew Cuomo recently are now pushing this idea that their state will agree that even if the Republican carries the election in among their voters in 2016 and beyond, they will give their electoral votes to whoever gets the largest votes popular votes, not electoral votes. Meaning, if, for example, the people of New York vote 52% for the Republican in the next election, but the Democrat gets more popular votes nationwide, they will give the Democrat. In other words, they are openly trying to subvert the Constitution, the Electoral College, the system that was designed to create federalism, so that states would be the entities voting, not individuals.
But what they really want, of course, is to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., so we can simply control the people that create essentially a one-party system with two branches, one the Democrats, the other the Republicans. But go right ahead.
Well, and so if you think about it, what that would do to future elections is mean that the only places candidates would need to campaign is big cities. Because if all you're trying to do is maximize the popular vote turnout, for example, in the 2000 election, Al Gore's supporters say, well, he won the popular vote in the nation. And I look at this, and it fascinates me, Dr. Stan, because that's like saying, I got more touchdowns, but yes, but we're playing baseball, and touchdowns don't count in baseball. Only home runs do, and runs. But that's what popular vote means in the national election. What matters are electoral votes. Does anyone think that George Bush, as the governor of Texas, could not have run up his prize popular vote total by another million votes just by campaigning harder in his own state of Texas? Of course he could. It's a meaningless thing. There was no reason to do it.
Well, we're out of time. I wish we could keep going on. I hope we can get you back in the not-too-distant future. Our guest has been Lowell Ponte, certainly one of our favorite guests. And I hope that you want to get copies of this or listen to it on the Internet. Good night. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. It's a great, great program.
God bless. And get the book at 800-630.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. We're trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and tomorrow I go in for my second chemotherapy treatment for my lymphoma. Hopefully there are only going to be three of them. I don't know what's going to happen. We will have a program tomorrow evening. I hope I'm able to do it. Well, if I'm not able to, we'll just have to do a rerun. You'll have to, as I need to dial in to find out what's going on. But of course, we've had so many calls, literally hundreds of calls from concerned listeners about what we're doing. Some people have told me that I'm terrible because I'm taking chemotherapy. But for this specific type of tumor, I think there is a specific place for it. And we're certainly using all the alternative methods of treatment as well. And we have some of the finest minds of conventional medicine and certainly of alternative medicine working on our case. So I hope you will certainly share this adventure with us. And certainly, as I say, tomorrow we go into our oncologist, and we're going to find out if she's going to give me my second chemotherapy. And basically, of course, what they're doing is simply wiping out my immune system pretty well on one hand. And, of course, the alternative medications are boosting my immune system. So it's going to be fascinating to see how this all turns out. Well, then, this, of course, is also the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. You are, if you have access to the Internet, why go to RadioLiberty.com, where you can hear our program live 4 hours a day and archive 24 hours a day. And even though I certainly dislike the electronics we have today, well, it does give us a wonderful opportunity to get information out we were never able to get otherwise. So I certainly go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and you can watch our DVDs there. You can certainly listen to our radio programs. You can read our newsletters. We have all sorts of things. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will certainly get the items we carry. We carry certainly all sorts of books, all sorts of DVDs. And, of course, if you haven't joined the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we hope that you will. We hope that you get the 4-CD sets and the other items we offer and help us get this information out across America and talk to everybody you can. We're heading into a crisis. Most Americans on December 6, 1941, they could never imagine that the following day we're going to be at war. We are going to war, ladies and gentlemen, Sydney. When it's going to be, I can't tell you. Is it weeks, months, years? I have no question that the war is coming for many, many reasons. We can talk about that at some other time. But you need to begin making preparations. You need to help others understand what's going on. And hopefully, of course, we hope that you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out today, well, right hours a day, but right now I'll have to admit I'm terribly, terribly weak and incapable of doing more than we're doing. I'm doing an awful lot of sleeping, but we're just going to have to wait and see how this all unfolds, and I hope you'll join us in this epic struggle. Really, it's an exciting time. I just hope and pray that the Lord sees fit to get us through this. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Christian, you know that God does intervene in the affairs of men. I am firmly convinced that my life is in God's hands, and if God wants me to survive, why, I will. If God doesn't want me to survive, well, that is his decision. He's kept me going for 85 years. I'd like a few more years. I simply, because I want to see what's going to happen, and I hope I can convince a lot of people out there to begin making those preparations so at least they and their friends will survive. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you can contribute financially, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
I'll be grateful.
is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking a beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Gregory Smith. And a couple of people had sent me emails and said, you've got to get Dr. Smith onto the program. He's a wonderful guest. So basically, we haven't had a chance to talk to Dr. Smith in great detail, but he actually certainly is on the front lines of evaluating what's going on in our society. Dr. Smith, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Why don't you certainly share what your concerns are with our listeners? Because I was fascinated when I obviously read some of the background of what the work you're doing, but what is your concern?
Well, I have a lot of concerns, as you do. The film that that I'm involved with and that I did and produced, co-wrote, is called American Addict. And the problem is at the beginning of the film, and it basically says that we're approximately 5% of the world's population, but we're consuming 80% of the world's pharmaceutical hydrocodone, which is medications like Vicodin, Norco, and we consume 50% of the world's pharmaceuticals in total. And studies recently just show that 70% of Americans are taking at least one pharmaceutical drug per day. And this is not happenstance. This is a purposeful effort, in my opinion. And I don't even really think it's conspiracy or opinion. It's when you look at the facts that this many people are medicated, there's a lot of reasons for this. Obviously, it's big money, big pharmaceutical companies. The relationship between big pharmaceutical companies and the FDA, which is inappropriate. But really the more scarier stuff to me is the fact that people are so medicated and zombified, so to speak, that along with medications, toxic food, the environmental issues we have, things can be done to people in plain sight, even though it's kept a secret, but it's done in plain sight, in other words. So I have a lot of concerns.
Well, I've heard that as many as one in every five or six Americans is on some sort of a psychotropic drug, which is insane. And certainly so many of our young people, our children, are on drugs for ADD or ADHD. And basically, I think some of these can have deleterious effects over a long term, can't they?
Absolutely. There's way too many young people and children on these type of medications. And there's a lot of evidence to show that the medications are not only inappropriate, but they actually can do damage. Because when you start to medicate children who have their nervous system and their brains that are still developing, more bad things happen. And it's really a symptom of a bigger problem. That is the over medicalization of our society. And these drugs are pushed on to young people, to children, all the way through to adulthood. I always say that sick people are, it's a great business because they don't die. They just keep coming back every 30 days for a refill. But that's not good for people's health.
Well, the thing is that, are you a medical doctor? What is your field?
Yes, I'm a medical doctor. I'm board certified both in anesthesia and pain management. And my focus is chronic pain management and addiction medicine.
Well, Chris, you probably use, at least deal with a lot of these people who are oxycodone addicts, simply. And basically, Chris, I was an orthopedic surgeon for the better part of 40 years, 35 years anyway. And because doctors give medication out, and I don't think most doctors really realize the implications of so much of what they give. You know, you suddenly have your detail people, you go to your medical meetings, you get your journals, you go to your whole booth when you go to medical meetings. They're all selling these products, and each one is better than the other one. And I don't think the average doctor realizes all the complications that can come from taking medications. And basically, a lot of them, you ask them, are there any complications? They'll tell you no. And then you look at the brochure, they're enough to scare you to death. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Gregory Smith. Always, ladies and gentlemen, always read the insert.
While the storm clouds gather,
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Yeah, simply talking about how some of these medications or psychotropic medications, pain medications, can actually produce permanent harm in the and changes in the brain, especially in children. Just starting medications very early when the brain is not completely maturing, and they can have a permanent damaging effect on them. And then, of course, certainly Dr. Smith is talking about the other medications. So many medications we give for blood pressure, we're not treating trying to prevent the blood pressure. We're simply treating the symptoms. And with so many of the medications that are given today, they're symptomatic, but they don't get to the root cause of the disease. And what you want to do is attack the root cause of the disease, not just treat the symptoms. Would that be a fair analysis?
That's a great analysis. And often when I talk about this subject, people think that I'm simply bashing either the doctors or the pharmaceutical companies or both, but there's really blame to go all the way around, including the patients themselves. I mean, people, and especially in the United States, we're people that want instant gratification. We see these medications on television and often go to the physician's office and request these medications. And then you have doctors that have been subject to reduced fees or reduced collections on their fees for what they do. So they have to see more patients in less time to make the same money that they did 10 or 15 years ago. So this creates sort of a perfect storm where a doctor doesn't take the time because they don't really have the time to sit down and really find out what's wrong with the person. So there is enough time only to write a medication. So the person comes in and says that they're having problems sleeping instead of spending 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes with a patient to really find out what's going on in their life. you have to get the next patient in, and you can easily write a prescription for Ambien or Lunesta in a matter of a few seconds or a minute. And then when the patient returns and they are successfully sleeping, after maybe you manipulate the dose or the drug, then it's the problem is solved. And here the patient can go in for years taking these same pills when, again, the root cause of why they can't sleep or why they have high blood pressure or why they're in pain is never, ever sought after or discovered.
Well, I certainly share your concern, but it's the way the structure of our medicine is, and certainly so often we don't talk about the cause, we just talk about treating, and this is certainly the end result, certainly, of a pharmaceutical company-driven medical system. Certainly when I first went to medical school a million years ago, certainly it was the University of California, originally it was Ben Hahnemann Hospital, it was a homeopathic medical school, and basically been bought up by the University of California and converted into a typical medical school. But of course, there were still courses given in homeopathy. Most people don't even know what homeopathy was, but it was a simple form of medicine that used very small doses, used very little medicine, but it worked, and it worked very efficiently until the pharmaceutical companies took over control, certainly not only of healthcare delivery and healthcare dispensing, but also has tremendous impact on the FDA and the CDC and all of our government agencies. Really, really, in many respects, an extension. Certainly, all of these government agencies, extensions of the pharmaceutical industry, which really is directing what's going on. And their goal is not to cure the patients or to help them, is to sell products. And believe me, a lot of the products that they're putting out, specifically the statin drugs, one of the greatest disgraces of all time. But go right ahead, Dr. Smith. People don't want to hear me talk. They want to hear what you have to say.
Well, you're speaking a lot of truth, and it really is a money-driven system. And we live in a capitalistic society, and I'm not against people making money. But I think when you're in certain industries where you're dealing with the health and well-being of the public, there has to be some other things that are taken into consideration other than money. And unfortunately, that's not happening. So if we look at the whole system and first start with the relationship between the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies, the relationship is really a ludicrous relationship. You have a body, which is the FDA, that is overseeing the pharmaceutical companies, but are getting the majority of their annual budget, and I'm talking billions of dollars from the pharmaceutical companies in the form of fees for applications for their drugs to be put on the market or evaluated to be put on the market. So I've used this example many times that I was on a program a few weeks ago right after the Super Bowl, and I said, imagine if you were getting ready to watch the Super Bowl and the Denver Broncos told everybody or made an announcement that they were paying the referees to referee the game, but don't worry, it's okay, we're going to pay their salaries. Do we think that the Seattle Seahawks or the fans or anybody would put up with that? Of course not, because it's ludicrous to think that the referees could fairly referee the game when they're being paid by the team or one of the teams that's in the game. Well, we have this going on for many, many years in the FDA where they're basically refereeing what gets put on the market, and it goes on all day, every day, and it keeps getting reapproved by our government every so many years. And that's one reason why we have a lot of drugs get on the market that should never be on the market in the first place. And it's ironic because you will have medications. We can go down the list, Vioxx or the FinFin disaster in the 90s, where you have medications that should have never been put out into the market, never should have been put onto the public. There was lots of evidence that these drugs were harmful, that could maim and kill people, yet they were still released, and the FDA took it off the market in a big-time fashion like they were the heroes, but it was only after the pharmaceutical companies recouped not only their investment but a lot of profit. Then they come in on their white horse and take these medications off the market. Meanwhile, people die and live with horrific cardiac disease from some of these medications, and some of these people are still living in these horrific conditions from these drugs that harmed them many years ago, and the amount of money that they got in the settlement is minuscule in comparative to what they've given up in terms of their life.
Well, you know, I think it's so funny. I see these sometimes these ads on television, and they will tell you about this drug that, of course, you want to ask your doctor, you know, it's going to solve all your problems. And then, of course, as the music is playing and you get this beautiful scene of smiling and happy people, they say, and of course, the complications are it can kill you. It can give you have a stroke or a heart attack. And you go down that list of complications, and it's right there on television. And I wonder, is anybody listening? Or are they so wrapped up and certainly the smiling faces and all of the other things there that they don't understand this medication that they're talking about can kill you?
Yeah, the media, the marketing is brilliant. I mean, when you think about how they get the product across, and they have a guy that's like reading things in auctioneer fashion in a low voice at the end of the ad, and there's this visual. A disconnect, this audio-visual disconnect where there's somebody reading really low voice of all the bad things, but the people are happy, they're skipping along, smiling, nice-looking people. And so the visual that the person at home gets is, yes, I want to be like them, and we associate with the drug. And they're very effective. In fact, in American Addict, we show that. We talk, we have actually a professor that did studies on the media and the ads and how it affects people, and they are very effective. And the reality is that we're one of only two countries in the world that really allow direct marketing to patients. So a huge problem. So you just brought up another one of the sort of the cogs in the wheel of this problem, and that is the relationship to the media, because the media helps perpetuate what the pharmaceutical companies are doing along with the FDA approving it. And again, there are good people that work in all these industries, but all you need is a few people at the top of these industries that are the power brokers in these situations, and their agenda is obviously being played out here.
And the thing is that if you work for government and you tell the truth, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your pension, you're going to lose your security, you're going to get blacklisted. And most people aren't willing to do that. You'll occasionally find somebody who is, but it's not the general rule. Basically, when you got a good government paying job and you're told to be quiet, you'll be quiet. And if you try to speak out, you usually will be certainly won't be heard. So you're not going to accomplish anything.
That's true, and we found that in the research in the film. We found that exactly happened, where people that had reported negative research were terminated or their research was suppressed. And the other interesting thing that you see, and you see this in other industries too, but a lot in the big pharma and FDA and government agencies, is the top people will go back and forth. So high-ranking executives at a pharmaceutical company be there for so many years and then come in and be in a power situation in government or be one of the top people at the FDA. And it's like a revolving door. So everybody sort of knows everybody, and it can grease the wheel to get these drugs out easier and faster.
Why don't you give our, certainly the title of your DVD and tell people how they can get it. And then we'll talk a little bit about what's in the DVD. What is the title of the DVD? How can people order it?
Well, the film is called American Addict, and it's on all kinds of major platforms. It was released about a month ago. It's on Netflix, it's on iTunes and Amazon, and it's available pretty much everywhere. But people go to AmericanAddictTheMovie.com. You know, that's AmericanAddictTheMovie.com. That's sort of the hub where they can find everywhere. There's hyperlinks to where they can view the movie, rent the movie, buy the movie. And also a lot of information.
But is it available on Netflix? Can we actually watch it on Netflix on our television?
It is the number one documentary on Netflix as we speak.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's so vitally important. And basically, it's going to take people who are really concerned or really put in the time and the effort and the finances to do something like this, because it's an expensive proposition to put together a film. But sometimes, certainly, when you see it visually, while it'll have an impact on you, the other side understands that we need to utilize this vehicle more frequently. We have to warn the American people. We can't change the system, at least not right now. But right now, we need to warn the people so they can protect themselves. That's why I do what I do. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dr. Smith is talking about his new DVD. It's available. It's a motion picture called American Addict, and it's available on Netflix. It's available. Has there been people call in? Can they get it on Amazon? How can people get copies of American Addict, the movie?
Well, their best bet is to go to AmericanAddictTheMovie.com. AmericanAddictTheMovie.com, and from there, there's hyperlinks where people can rent, buy, view the movie, and various places: iTunes, Netflix, Amazon, Flix House. There's even like PlayStation and the new Xbox One have platforms for it. So it's really in wide release at this point. And I couldn't agree with you more about what you said a minute ago: getting other doctors to see it. Doctors are busy. Busier, and unfortunately, they're not really busier taking care of patients as much as they're taking care of paperwork and trying to figure out how they're going to pay their bills. And I'm talking about the shrinking amount of doctors in private practice. The doctors in hospitals don't have the same pressures, but they're busy in other ways. And I personally believe that this is another part of a medical system that is on purpose, that to make doctors employees. Because if you can continue to paperwork to death the doctors in private practice, reduce their reimbursements, it gets to the point where, because if you remember solo or even small group practices, they are businesses. If people can join hospitals, large group practices, which are easier controlled by our medical system, which gets into Obamacare and all these other things. But that's the danger, because once you corrupt, the doctors are really the wild card here, because they are often, they're highly trained individuals, they're intelligent individuals most of the time, and they have the power to write prescriptions and to dictate things. But if you can control them, get them on hospitals so they're all employees, now it's much easier to control medicine from top to bottom, and that's a very scary proposition.
And basically, medicine should be called control from the bottom up, not from the top down. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, Dr. Gregory Smith. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, if you think things are bad now, wait till Obamacare gets in there. But that's an entirely different subject. We're talking now about certainly the very real problem that exists today. Certainly of people getting hooked onto these medications and staying on them certainly many times until they've done permanent damage. And certainly when you stop and think 1 in 5 or 6 children are some sort of a psychotropic medication, what madness is this? And certainly, so many people certainly on the pain medication, and basically the last thing you want to treat the pain, you don't want to just treat the symptoms of it. But you go right ahead, Dr. Smith, because you're on the front lines as certainly an anesthesiologist and expert in certainly in the management of pain management. Certainly, this is certainly must be a field that you are well versed in.
Let's talk about the chronic pain for a minute, because that affects just millions of people, and the cost of our society is anywhere from 100 to 300 billion a year just in people in chronic pain. And we talk about all the problems, but I do want to give some people some solution and some hope. Chronic pain in this country and really around the world is enormously and grossly poorly treated. People don't get better, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But one major reason is that most chronic pain, no matter if they had a back injury or had 3 or 4 back surgeries, a hip replacement, knee replacement, whatever the original problem that has led to chronic pain is normally at that point more of a neuropathic problem, meaning that our nervous system is plastic, and over time it changes from all the medications and the pain signals, and it becomes almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, the neuropathic pain. So we have to change the nervous system sort of back to normal to help get rid of pain. This is the key to really getting rid of chronic pain. So one of the things that I talk about is doing DNA testing. You can do DNA testing to get profiles on the how well a person's neurotransmitters are functioning and their drug sensitivities. And this is one of the keys that you can start to treat people with chronic pain instead of just blindly giving people medication.
So many changes, basically when I was practicing, we never even talked about the genetic aspect of what's going on, or the fact that you could turn these genes off or on and have a profound impact on the patient's response. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, the film American Addict. We're talking certainly about people, primarily those certainly who are taking psychotropic and pain medication, but of course we can expand this into so much of what's going on today. And unfortunately, there are forces working behind the scenes that have a vested interest in selling all the medication they can, whether it helps or not. And many times it does far more harm than good.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
My guest is Dr. Gregory Smith, and basically we're talking about certainly the large percentage of the people, 80% of them, are taking at least one medication of some sort per day, and certainly the good percentage of them are taking at least two prescription drugs a day. But then, of course, when we get the psychotropic drugs, the figure that's usually used is about one in five or one in six people taking psychotropic drugs. In other words, one that will have an effect on their mind. But of course, what happens when you want to get off the drug? I mean, are you so dependent upon this? And then what about is the possibility that this drug will do permanent damage to your brain, and that basically long-term use can have a permanent effect on you? And there's certainly a great deal of evidence suggesting that that can be the case. In other words, that you do damage from taking the drugs over a long period of time, and this is certainly much more of a problem in children. So why are we putting all the children on one? Certainly, when I went to school, kids weren't taking these things, and we didn't have all the problems we have with our kids' minds, ADD, ADHD, all we call these kids hyperactive kids. But now we give them a diagnosis, and then we give them a drug. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Gregory Smith, give us a call. His film, American Addict. American Addict, he's the co-producer of this, along with another physician, trying to get people to understand the very real problem that's out there, and how suddenly, unfortunately, the doctor is put into a trap. People go to him, they want something, and whether they're approaching the disease, why they give them a pill. And that, many times, is the worst thing in the world, because once you get on that pill, many times it's very hard to get off. Go right ahead.
Well, you bring up so many good points. And one of the things that we are going to cover in America, or are covering in American Ag 2, the second film that's out here in the year, is the link between crime and some of these psychotropic drugs. And when you start looking, whether it's Sandy Hook or the Batman shooting or a lot of these horrific mass murders mass shootings that we've seen for the last several years, almost invariably the perpetrators were being treated with some type of psychotropic drug. But that is left out of the mainstream media, and the emphasis is always on guns and that the guns are bad and that we need to have more gun control, when all the while we're ignoring the real problem. And the real problem is that you have children that are being medicated literally to death for things that, like you said years ago, that nobody treated this for. The problem is that it's a financial benefit. Doctors are trying to do what they think is right. They're taught a certain way. They have children, parents bring their child in, it's hyperactive, exists that. Again, instead of taking the time and finding out what's going on with that child, what's going on in that child's life, is there a bad family environment? They're just placed on drugs. And then when these children snap and shoot people, the media turns and says we need to control guns. It's not the guns, it's the drugs. And then that's what we have to really, really focus on.
I agree with you 125%, and I think it's so vitally important that our listeners understand what's going on, so that we need to support the doctors who are trying to point out the dangers of the excessive use of medication. And this is really what's going on increasingly today, and unfortunately, the doctor's going to have my concern with Obamacare is we're going to have doctors have less and less to say about what they will do. They will be told how to practice, and that will even be much worse, because the doctor is not going to have the time to try to find out what's really going on. He's going to have to suddenly, if the patient is covered by Obamacare, he's going to have to run a mill if he's going to survive at all. In fact, in our local community where I live in a place called Soquel in California. Apparently, there's a back center here with maybe 6 or 8 personnel working in this back care center, and they suddenly decided they're not going to go into Obamacare because of the headlines on the paper the other day was doctors would be forced to take a 40% reduction in their pay. So they're not going to go to Obamacare. 40% reduction in pay? What madness is this? And because I used to do a lot of back surgery, I used to do a lot of back pain management, and we didn't get rich at it at all. It was something we enjoyed doing. But, I mean, to take a 40% reduction in pay, I probably would go into an early retirement. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're talking about certainly the overuse of medication in people and the fact that certainly medicine is not practiced as it used to be. The film American Addict. So it's been out for about 2 months. And basically, once again, would you like to get out your address or where people can get the book? Where they can get the movie.
Yeah, they should really go to AmericanAddictTheMovie.com, AmericanAddictTheMovie.com, all one word. And that's really the hub of information and has hyperlinks where they can click to different formats, whether it's Netflix or iTunes or Amazon or whatever, Flixhouse to purchase or watch the film or rent it. So that's the best way to go.
Well, what sort of response have you got from your fellow doctors? Because sometimes when a doctor takes a controversial position, initially there's a lot of resentment against him.
Well, surprisingly, I've had a lot of mainly positive response. I've had a few doctors that will say, well, you're against drugs, so then what do you do if you have all the answers? And they're not really listening to my whole message because I'm not vilifying drugs. I'm vilifying the way that they're being used because drugs work, and I write for medication all the time. There's nothing wrong with it, but the difference is that you give someone a medication with a plan, not here's the medication becomes the solution, but it is a temporary fix so a person's not suffering, not having an issue, or having something dangerous happening while you get the root cause and cure them. So if someone comes into your office and their blood pressure is super high, absolutely you give them medication because that acute problem, they could have a stroke or a heart attack, so you want to control it. Medication works. But 5 years later, they're still on a high blood pressure pill and nobody's looked any further. They just keep refilling that prescription every 30 days, and this is what you see all day, every day, all over the United States. That's what the problem is, and that is what we really are talking about here. We're not talking about vilifying the medications. It's just the way they're used. And the pharmaceutical companies are happy with this practice because it's big, big money, huge, huge money for them. And you brought up Obamacare, and I know that's not our exact topic, but Obamacare is going to exacerbate these problems in many ways. I've been against it since it was in its infancy as a bill because it's never been about taking care of people. It's about control. It's about taking over control of the medical system. That's really what it's about. And if people really read this thing and understand what's going on under the surface, it's so easy to see. But you said 40% pay cut. You're right. The better doctors are going to do concierge-type practices, take cash only, or refuse insurance, refuse those type of policies. I certainly don't take those policies at all. And you're going to end up getting these people pushed to the same physicians that are already serving the Medicaid and, in California, the Medi-Cal population. And you're going to have more people, less care, less face-to-face time with physicians. It will be an absolute disaster when it's fully implemented.
Well, anyway, all I can say is I'm certainly glad that I'm retired and long since retired. I would hate to have to be involved with this battle as well. Well, basically, Sydney, now, how prevalent is addiction to pain medication? I retired 20 years ago, so I don't know too much what's happened. At that time, we had a problem with a Vicodin, Sydney, addiction. But now, what's the relationship between oxycodone and Vicodin? Are they fairly closely related?
Well, they're just, you know, OxyContin is an oxidized codone and Vicodin is a hydronated hydrocodone. And it is an epidemic. And let's just put the numbers in perspective here, because we've had this, quote, war on drugs going on. And it's always, you see on the news where they're making these huge drug raids and busts on the Mexican border, and it's really glorified the war on drugs. But it's the wrong war. We're fighting the wrong war. The amount of people that are dying on prescription drugs is dwarfing. It's three times as many people dying from prescription narcotics than heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine combined. So the resources towards the illegal drug trade should and needs to be shifted, because that's a problem, obviously, but the bigger problem are the pharmaceuticals. When you see the drug dealers in the street now, they're preferring the pharmaceuticals. They're easier to deal with because, and they're getting higher profit. And there is a sense of safety with pharmaceuticals, because if someone sees a pill, it's not like they're seeing a little packet of heroin or a vial of meth or something like that. It looks like it's legal. And there's also this misconception that they're just safer because they're pharmaceutical. But what you have are people snorting, shooting OxyContin, snorting it, taking the fentanyl out of the patches and smoking that. It's out of control. And unfortunately, out of all this, the fastest growing segment of abusers are the 13 to 17-year-old age group. It's exponential. So the problem is enormous. It is beyond, it's a full-blown epidemic at this point, and there's seemingly nothing in sight to stop it.
Well, you know, because I'm not questioning what you're saying. I just find it so hard to believe that 15, 17-year-old kids would be utilizing things because they didn't do that when I was in school. And basically, you know, so the problem was we might have one pregnant girl, you know, in the class of 1,000 graduating from high school. But basically, most of the kids were pretty good. They would just chew gum in class, you know, and they might throw a ruler or something. staring at somebody else, but the things that are going on today are really beyond description. They're so difficult to understand or believe that we could have gone this far down the road towards a total disruption of society, where so many of our young people would be instantly snorting and using and injecting all of these dangerous drugs.
Well, there's a lot of reasons for it. It's obviously a breakdown in the family structure. There's a lot of times the parents, if the parents are both there or one of the parents in the household, they are not managing their lives very well and have all kinds of issues. A lot of times these medications are simply in the medication cabinet, and you have young people that aren't dealing with their problems well because they may not have adults in their life that are handling their problems well. So how can they get guidance from them? So they reach for medications. And medications and alcohol and drugs in general, they change people's state really fast and make people feel better. And that's one reason why people take them. The scary part is that I mentioned DNA testing earlier. There are certain DNA profiles that make people super susceptible. So you've seen many times where someone will get a dentist procedure or something and get a 15 or 20 Vicodins and take one or two, put it away, never take it again, or it makes them sick, or they feel nothing. You get another person takes that same Vicodin pill, just one or two, and it's like the greatest feeling they've ever felt, and you fast forward 20 years later and they're a full-blown addict, and that is genetics. You can see and predict accurately, depending on a person's genetic profile, if they're susceptible to certain substances to be abused. And this is another powerful tool by getting DNA testing. You don't have to do it once. DNA doesn't change, and you can actually do it in young people, teenager or whatever, to see what's going on and try and steer people away. If the person is aware themselves that they have this predisposition, it can give them the strength to avoid it from happening in the first place, avoid that drug in the first place.
That's so amazing, Chris. Certainly, as just an observer, you know, I always recognize that some people, for instance, with marijuana, some people can smoke marijuana, it doesn't bother them. Other people, suddenly they smoke marijuana, it just destroys them. They become suddenly introverted, their mind seems to go, they simply become totally consumed by it. Now, do you deal with marijuana as well? Do you deal with any of these types of drugs?
Well, I actually treat people with marijuana, but not so much the smoking kind. There's a medication called Idrisil. It's very new. Probably been out less than a year, but it's a pill, and it's marijuana, but it doesn't have THC. It's strictly binding the cannabis 1 and 2 receptors, which is specific for nausea and pain. Gives a person no high whatsoever, and it's very effective, and it's not addicting. So in certain, you know, cannabis, I think, is very effective, and I it escapes me of how it's vilified so much when people are killing people in car accidents and dying of liver failure constantly from alcohol, which is legal. So my view, and I don't really characterize marijuana in the same category as one of the substances that's super dangerous. I agree with you. There are a subset of people that seem to have this syndrome where they smoke marijuana and just sort of drift off and sit on the couch for 20 years. But the benefit of this drug, so to speak, far outweighs any negatives. I've never seen one person that has died of an overdose of marijuana.
Why don't you explain to me now, but why are they taking it? Because basically, remember, I'm so far away from medicine in many respects. Why are they taking this new medication? It's a new pill, very recent. What medical benefit does it have?
Are you speaking of the Idrisil pill?
Yes, 100. Why would you take something like that?
Because the cannabis receptors can control pain, and it's very effective for nausea.
Okay.
So that's the main reason I give it, because a lot of people that have chronic pain have problems with nausea, and obviously they have problems with pain, and also in cancer patients, they're in the same situation, tremendous nausea from some of the chemotherapy they're taking. This other subject, because I'm not a fan of that chemotherapy, but if they're on other medications, they're making them nauseated, medical marijuana has been very effective for that. It's been all over the place, though, when you smoke it, you eat it, and all these different things. But I think this new tablet, Idrisil, is very effective because it's delivered and it's really controlled. And you know exactly how much you're giving the patient because it's in a pill form.
And basically, then, do you use it fairly frequently in your practice?
It's a new medicine. I've used it for the last 7 or 8 months. Although I have never prescribed medical marijuana other than this pill. But I've had no problems when patients have gone to a doctor and said, well, I'm using a little medical marijuana and it's helping me. As long as they're not having any negative effects from it, I've not had a problem with it.
Right, because basically, can you tell ahead of time by this genetic screening that you're talking about who's going to have problems and who's not going to?
It's not a crystal ball, but it certainly is pretty accurate in predisposition. And yes, you can tell if a person's going to have a problem, or predisposed to have a problem with all kinds of substance abuse, whether it's alcohol or narcotics or even antidepressants.
Medicine has changed so much, but I'll tell you, medicine was a great adventure. I certainly enjoyed it. I envy you in some respects. The fact you're on the front lines of this battle. Hang on, we're just about out of time, but we do have a couple of just moments here to wrap up the program right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
You enjoyed the interview with Dr. Gregory Smith. He's a very nice individual. Certainly, I learned a certain amount from him. Things have changed so much in the last 20 years since I've been away from medicine, but not necessarily for the better. I think in many respects for the worse. So basically, we hope that many of you want to consider getting his DVD, American Addict. You can go it up on the, look him up, Dr. Gregory Smith or American Addict. probably well worthwhile getting, Sydney. If you'd like to know about medicine, we do have some wonderful 4 CD sets. Most people are certainly deficient in magnesium. 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium. You should be taking it. I do every day. And basically, we have a 4 CD set on that. We have a 4 CD set on aspartame. It's in 14,000 products, and it breaks down into formaldehyde and methanol. Aspartame breaks down into formaldehyde and methanol. It's a deadly poison. It encourages cancer. It has an effect on your brain. It has an effect on your endocrine system. There's no safe dose of this to be taken. And yet we're poisoning people all across America. We've got a great 4 CD set on aspartame. We have a book on magnesium. If you really want to get into the background of health, let me suggest Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, my 4 CD set of interviews with Dr. Blaylock, and my DVD, the talk when he came to Santa Cruz to give a talk, Vaccines and Brain Development. That's Vaccines and Brain Development, the DVD. The 4 CD set on my interviews with Dr. Blaylock and his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. You need to learn what you should be doing to protect yourself. And I certainly recommend our 4 CD sets on aspartame, our 4 CD sets on magnesium, and, of course, the book on magnesium, which we carry. Information you need is to begin to looking into how to maintain your own health. Unfortunately, you're going to have to become increasingly reliant, especially as Obamacare comes in. But we must understand there really are people who want to kill off the majority of people in the world. And when I first heard that, when I was back working on the AIDS epidemic, I thought that was just, I didn't want to believe that. I refused to believe it. And really, of course, it took me a long time to come to a conclusion, to do my talk. You can get our talks on population control. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, look at the section on the Georgia Guidestones. You'll see this monument put up in Georgia, a secret society. It's quite open. They want to kill off over 90% of the population of the world. And the reason you never hear about this through regular media is because of the degree of control that exists today over the media and over what the American people think and believe. And if you have any questions, that's true. The book, The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. That's The New Media Monopoly. And then when you want to put things into proper perspective, let me suggest my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. And I will tell you, I'm in the process of rereading my book. I haven't read it in 10 years, and I wanted to see all the things we talked about 10 years ago and how we framed the ideas about what was going on. And I tell you, I'm enjoying the book. And if you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, why, I would suggest you get a copy. If you want to get them by the case or multiple copies, we'll certainly cut the price for you. We want you to get this into people's hands so we will understand that there really is a genocidal agenda out there. There really are evil and wicked people, and they're working at the highest levels of the FDA and the CDC. And that's why you're not getting the truth about medications. And they're working in the pharmaceutical industry. And there are a lot of good people there, but they don't dare speak up because if they do, they'll be blacklisted, and they know that. And so they just simply try to get through and get retired and where they can go on with their lives. Because if you work for government, you tell the truth. It can be a very, very expensive thing to do. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance. Them.
Through the night with a light from above, from the mountain.